When the United Kingdom voted to leave the European Union last month, the town of Port Talbot in Wales was in favor of the move. Since then, people there have had reason to rethink their votes. Brexit has cast new doubt on the fate of the town's main employer, a giant steel plant. NPR's Jim Zaroli has the story.
The Port Talbot Steelworks dominates the town's skyline, a huge steam-belching facility stretching along the sea. The plant employs a fifth of the people it did in its heyday in the 1950s, but it's still operating, part of what's left of Britain's steel industry. Bleddon Penny wrote his doctoral dissertation on the plant.
It still is the big survivor of the British steel industry. You know, I could name scores of plants that were, you know, operational after the Second World War. Most of those are now gone or have contracted to the point of being, you know, so tiny. But, well, as you can see, Port Talbot is, for the time being, at least still here.
But with its outmoded technology, the plants had trouble competing against cheap Chinese imports. At one point, it was said to be losing £1 million a day. And the owner, the Indian conglomerate Tata, was trying to sell the plant with a package of aid from the Conservative government. Then came the Brexit vote. Brexit was popular here. 57% of residents voted to leave the EU. People such as retired surveyor Kevin Hilliard.
We want more control of our own laws rather than laws imposed by Europe, and immigration is a big factor as well.
Hilliard says EU immigrants are driving down wages, though he concedes there aren't many immigrants in the town. The Brexit vote instantly upended the talks to sell the plant, says Kevin Orhan of IHS Global Insight.
The country is in turmoil. No one's really sure what's going on.
Orhan says much of the steel produced at Port Talbot is used in construction or in autos and other products exported to the EU. Orhan says Brexit has raised questions about the market for Port Talbot steel, and would-be buyers are suddenly skittish.
People are expecting the worst, and when your main market is construction steels, you know, you are going to be thinking, is that going to still be there in 3, 4, 5 years' time?
Last week, Tata said it may form a joint venture with another company that would buy its British steel operations, but it's not clear what that means for Port Talbot's 4,000 workers, and that's cast a pall of uncertainty over the town. The Seaside Labour and Social Club is where a lot of steel workers hang out to play pool and drink beer. Even though union leaders urged them to oppose Brexit, many here voted to leave. Robert Jones was one of them. He says the impact of Brexit wasn't really explained to people.
None of us know exactly what was happening. We just listened to people and we voted in or out, whatever, isn't it? Now consequences have come in, and I think some people are worried what they voted and some people are not.
One thing everyone agrees on is that closing down the plant would devastate the local economy. Bleddon Penny says repeated layoffs have already robbed Port Talbot of much of the economic vibrancy it once had. A lot of shops on its high street have closed.
Everything in Port Talbot, the entire local economy, is entwined with the steel industry. And if people get made redundant, they don't have that disposable income then to go back and spend on local goods and services, and everyone feels the effects.
But as bad as the past has been, the future for Port Talbot is likely to be even worse if the plant shuts down. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, Port Talbot, Wales.